Any requests for this morning? Anything you want to work on?
So what?
Well, you missed it.
I'm wondering about your commitment about this song.
I know, it's all talk.
I know.
How about some neck stuff?
Okay. I second the SOAS though.
Oh, thank you.
Well, for those of you that missed it, send me a quick email and I give you access to the recording.
Oh,
nice. So you don't miss it.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, so let's start it with the satya portion, which is the somatics. And I would like it if you have a blanket over your mat, like Mariana and Laura. Yes, perfect. And you can put a blanket under your head as well. And we're going to just start lying on our backs.
Since we are going to work a little bit on neck and psoas, I'm going to record. I started recording, so if at any, if you want to revisit this class in the future, just send me an email. Put it on the laptop for feel the bones dropping and see if the energy of your body, your system is to let go. So there's no energy holding, let's say, your legs away from the floor. Just invite every part of your being to fully be grounded here, being received by the support offered by the earth, by this place that is set for your enhancement. And this place has been here for so many years, I think 21, 22 years. So you can imagine the energy it carries for everyone that has been coming for years and years to this place with the highest intention for themselves to really fully connect. So it holds that energy for you. So allow everything to just let go. And we start from where we are at, from that sense of being safe, home, relaxed. And just notice the quality of your breath without making changes to it. Just feel the breath breathing you. Receive the breath by staying fully present with it. Follow it anywhere it goes. Maybe you feel the nostrils receiving the air. The front of the throat, your chest, your belly. Just feel the movement that is already here, even though we are in stillness. You can set an intention for being here today. What brings you here? What do you want to enhance? Is there a quality you like to cultivate? So bring it forth, breathe it in, and as you breathe it out, you relax into it. So every single movement is done with that sense of connection, that thread to your intention for today. So for those of you that are new to the practice of satya, they're gentle movements, slow movements with breath, there's no particular alignment with breathing and moving. It's just an organic movement of your body. And you want to find that ease and relaxation as you do these movements. So let's start very slowly by activating the right ankle and flex it so your toes are pointing up towards the ceiling. And then you can draw the toes up towards the ceiling and then lengthen, get long through the right leg. So the leg is on the floor and you're lengthening on the blanket like you're trying to reach that right leg forward, pulling it away from the hip socket. Activating that whole right leg and contrast that with a relaxation of the opposite leg. Good, and then release. Start to activate your left ankle, flex the ankle, draw the toes up and lengthen through the heel, especially the inner heel. And activating as much as you can all the muscles surrounding the femur bone, and then release. And now on your own, right and left, you can go slow, quick, any variation you like to do. And the sensation that you're pulling one leg away from your pelvis so that hip also moves downward. The opposite hip moves up like a up slip and down slip of your pelvis. Good, let's add on the arms if your shoulders feel okay, so we can put the arms like a gold pose. So you're bending your elbows, back of the palms on the floor, elbows bend about 90 degrees. See if that works for your shoulders. If not, modify it so you don't want to feel any sensation of discomfort on your shoulders. As you stretch your right leg forward, flex the ankle, lengthen as much as you can. And then on the floor, you're gonna slide the right arm back. So slide your right arm back, and now get to pull that right arm and that right leg away from each other as much as you can so you get that stretch in the skin on the right side from the armpit to the hip. Take about 5 breaths here. So reach your right arm back as much as you can. So maybe straight, activate the ankle. Firm the muscles to the bone, maybe activate your right glute towards your right heel. Yeah? 2 more breaths, relax your jaw. And release, and let's try the second side. Flex your left ankle, draw the toes up, lengthen through the heel, and then slide the left arm back, pull. Leg and arms in, same side, away from each other. Take 5 breaths, find the stretch in the skin there. Draw the left glute towards the left heel. So for those of you interested in the psoas muscle, which is a hip flexor on the sides of your abdomen, when you activate your glute, you're able to release a little bit more of that psoas muscle and then release. So now on your own, right and left, and you can add on, as you're taking your right leg, right arm away from each other, you can side stretch the legs and the torso towards the windows. So you can slide your right leg towards your left, right leg, and get more stretch, and then that right leg keeps lengthening. Soften the face, soften the neck. Feel free to change sides. You can stay longer or shorter on each side. And a couple of you might have some discomfort on the sides of the lower back. I know at least 2 of you that complain about that. Right at the crest of your pelvis, up towards the area of your ribs. So once you're going side to side, as you exhale, you want to half your belly back so you get to stretch and release those muscles. They're all connected. And then once you've done both sides about equal amount of time, we're gonna relax completely, arms, legs, and just pause. Let the facial muscles soften. Anytime, if the legs straight feel uncomfortable for you, feel free to bend your knees or put a bolster under your knees. So we're going to let the arms rest in any position that you feel that the head of the arm bones are lower, they're more connected to the ground and more relaxed. Now, you're going to take your right shoulder blade and slide it on the blanket up towards your ear. So it's not lifting off the floor, it's sliding on the blanket up towards your ear, and then slide it away from your ear and reach the fingertips of your right hand down towards your foot. Good, so you're going up and down. The arm does not move by itself, it's the shoulder blade that moves your arm. Up and down. Do that a couple more times and try with your head turning to your left and see if that's okay. You can always change if it doesn't feel okay for you. Now we're gonna do circles with that same shoulder blade. It's going up towards your ear, out away from your spine, down towards your foot, and then back in towards the spine. So create the biggest range of motion that you can do with that shoulder blade in a circular motion without lifting the shoulder blade off the ground or without guiding the movement with your arm. So the arm is like a cooked floppy spaghetti noodle. Your head can be centered to your left. Same side, change the direction of the circle. Getting to the biggest range of motion that you can do with that side. Two more circles. And then pause for a moment, just feel one side and the other. So let's take the left shoulder blade up towards the ear and then down away from the ear. Up and then down, reaching the fingertips as far down as you can so you feel the muscles on your upper back being engaged. And do that a couple more times. You can turn the head to the right. Now we're gonna create a circle, up, out, down, and then in towards your spine. The biggest circle you can do. Change the direction of the circle.
finish the last two, just completely relax your body and just pause again. With your eyes soft, just gently move your head side to side. And then set your head in a position that feels the best for you. It doesn't mean it has to be straight. Where is the most comfortable position for your neck right now? Just bend the knees, place the feet on the floor, about hip bone distance apart. And find the best position also for your shoulders. So if your hands are close to your body, sometimes the head of the arm bones tend to lift a little bit. I want you to explore like you're doing snow angels. You slide your hands on the floor slowly and find the place where the head of the arm bone is closer to the ground and more relaxed, okay? So anywhere for you where the head of the arm bone is closer to the floor and relaxed. Feet on the floor, knees bent. Okay, so the arms are gonna stay there and just feel your breath right now. We're not trying to breathe. Feel that there is a natural breath happening and the belly lifts a little when you breathe in. It should not lift too much. We don't want to pull the muscles. We want to feel that natural lift of the belly when you breathe. Notice if when you're breathing, you also feel your rib cage. The rib cage expanding a little bit out to the sides when you're breathing in. So make your breath slower and longer without trying to push or pull air. Wait for the beginning of the inhale and start lengthening a little bit more. And wait for the exhale and make it longer and slower. That's all. And just notice as you're breathing that there is a natural movement that is happening with your spine. When you're breathing in, the lower back lifts off the ground. It can be an inch, it can be left, but there less, but there's a lift. When you're breathing out, your spine gets closer to the floor. See if that's true for you. Now, we're going to make that movement as you're breathing in. Get a little bit more of an arch of your back. So you're relaxing your pelvis. The tailbone drops down towards the ground. And then when you exhale, you're bringing your belly down. So like you're flattening the curvature of your spine. When you're breathing in, there's more space between your lower back and the floor. And when you're breathing out, you press your back against the floor. Then as you're breathing in, get air. Rib cage and abdomen. As you're breathing out, your abdominals contract.
Good. Two more breaths. Notice also what's happening with the shoulders, the head of the arm bones, as you're breathing in and as you're breathing out. You might feel a little movement there. Now we're gonna separate the feet slightly wider. They can be as wide as the blanket. And your arms stay in a comfortable position, relaxed position. Find a place that is neutral for your pelvis so you're not tucked, nor you are overarched. The weight is probably in the middle of your sacrum, not at the top, not at the bottom. Inhale here. And as you exhale, very slowly, you're taking your knees to the right side, halfway, like you're doing windshield wipers, halfway only. Now flex both feet, activate the little toe towards the outer knees. Good, and then as you exhale, take your knees to the other side, halfway as well. Good. Now we're gonna keep doing this on exhalation. You're moving your knees to the other side as you exhale, and you stay when you breathe in. Engage your abdominal muscles. So you're moving your legs side to side with the power of your abdominals, your oblique muscles. See if you can keep your ribs on the ground the whole time. And your feet are on the floor. You're just rolling to the outside edge of one foot and then the inside edge of the other. Good. Now let's find length. Like we were finding length at the beginning of the practice when you were lengthening through the heel forward. Now you're gonna lengthen diagonal. So let's take the knees to the right side halfway. Stay there. Activate especially the left ankle. Draw the little toe towards the outer knee. And then think of that left thigh bone reaching forward to a diagonal to the front right corner of the mat. So your knees are to your right and you're lengthening that left femur bone away from the hip socket in a diagonal. You should feel some pulling on the skin there, and then reach your left arm back behind you and then pull that left arm. So now we're working the diagonal lines from the left arm to the left leg. Engage your left glute towards your knee, towards the back of your knee. Take three more enhancing breaths here. The left glute to the top of your glute, lengthening towards the back of your knee. There you go. Soften your jaw, soften the facial muscles, and then come back to center. Slowly take your knees in the other direction. Activate especially your right ankle. Lengthen through the right thigh forward diagonal. And reach that right arm back and then pull the two limbs, the right leg, right arm away from each other. Activate your right glute, the top of the glute, lengthening to the back of your knee. Soften the jaw, soften the face, deepen your breath. Take three more enjoyable breaths here. On your toes. Relax the top of the shoulders, even though you're bringing your legs close to you. Transfer your hands on the top of your knees. Let your arm bones be relaxed as much as you can. Inhale, take your legs away from your body, straight forward until your elbows are straight. Make your elbows straight. There you go. Bring your legs. The legs are still hip bone distance apart and they're straight forward towards the front of the mat. Yeah? Bring your hand right here. Let your legs relax. There you go. Easier. Inhale here. As you exhale, the whole journey of the exhalation is bringing the knees back to your chest. Go slow. As you inhale, that whole journey of the inhale is your knees away from your chest. Now your legs are completely relaxed. So if you were to let go of your hands, the legs will fall. And go into the ranges of motion that you have available that you don't feel like you're tensing up your shoulders or your jaw. Good. And keep going. Make your breath long and slow. And then match the movement to your breath. Now, feel underneath you the sacrum, the last part of your spine wedged between your hip bones. And you're going to the top as you exhale, to the bottom as you inhale. Now, start making little circles. So you're going also to the edges of your sacrum. Very nice. Change the direction. Good. Let's keep hugging the right knee to the chest and then lengthen the left leg forward on the mat. And activate that left leg. Flex the foot and lengthen through the heel. There you go. And then the leg stays on the mat, on the blanket. Draw it towards the wall on your right. Just slide the leg towards your right. There you go. And lengthen as much as you can. Take that knee across now towards the window. Yeah. And then with the thumb of your right hand, you can place it at the crease of your right hip or the heel of your right hand and push the thigh away from your body. See if you can create space right in the front at the crease of your right hip where the thigh meets your pelvis. You can also do it with a muscle by drawing the right sitting bone in towards the midline of your body. Yeah? And then slide your right arm back behind you. Feel the stretch on the skin, lengthen and expand your breath. Soften your jaw and your facial muscles. Back to center,
Let's change legs. Bring your left knee up to your chest. Hug it in. So as much as you can, relax your left ankle, relax the leg, bring the leg towards your chest, and then activate your right leg. Flex the foot and lengthen forward, and then slide that right leg towards the window until you feel the right leg towards the window, not the left. The right leg, the straight leg. Yes, the straight leg towards the window. Yes, and then lengthen through that inner right heel, like you're reaching a diagonal. Feel that pull. Take a couple more breaths here. Now, opposite hand to that left knee, we're gonna take that leg across into a twist to the right. And then you can use the heel of your left hand or the thumb to create space between the thigh and your pelvis on your left. Or you can externally rotate that left thigh bone by drawing the sitting bone in. Once you're there, maybe you take your left arm back and lengthen. If you're feeling like a big curve on your lumbar here, especially on your left side, as you exhale, draw your abdomen back towards your spine. Take three more breaths. And then coming back to center, and one last time, hug both knees up into your chest. You can circle your legs, you can move side to side, any variation you like to do. And then let's roll our bodies to one side into fetal position, embryo position. And let's use our hands, the top hand, to press onto the floor to come up. Take your time. We're gonna transition onto standing, so you might want to fold the blanket and move it to the side, since we're going to be using the sticky mat, the yoga mat. Translating all the work we've done on the floor, like this length that we're finding in our body, right? Finding it on our standing posture. So let's start by bringing the feet together. If this feels too unstable, feel free to separate your legs right under your hips. Okay, and let's take the arms up. Good. So now this is going to go straight up. A lot of the times when we're doing this, we're going side to side. I want you to keep your pelvis right over your feet, and you're gonna just lengthen one arm, just one arm, as much as you can, and then press the same foot, same side foot on the floor and get more length. Soften the face, good. And then release and reach the other arm. So get length, yeah? Like you're hanging from somewhere. Good, and now you're gonna do side to side, one and two. I'm gonna be on profile because I'm really good at exaggerating this. I have a big arch right here, so if I don't watch it, I'm trying to do this and my belly's not working and I'm crunching on my back. So think of your ribs in right over your pelvis. and go straight up that way. Ground through your feet as much as you can. Good, now keep yourself very tall. And then just release your arms to the sides. And now reach up through the crown of the head. Good, and press down through your heels. Engage your thighs like you're lifting the kneecaps up. And those of you that you know you tend to hyperextend your knees, put a soft bend by drawing the top of your calves forward. Good. And then let's release the posture. Separate your feet hip bone distance apart now. Lift your toes, the 10 toes. You can look at them and see if they're doing it. Spread them out. Make sure that you're not here like a duck. Okay, that your feet are straight forward. Now, put the little toes down. Look at the little toes. Are they down on the floor? And then you have 4 toes on each foot off the ground. Yeah, no?
Más o menos.
Más o menos. Okay, now put the big toe down so you have little toe and big toe.
Ah.
You have work to do. Isn't that great? Can you imagine if you can do everything I'm telling you? Then just leave. There's nothing else. Okay. If it's impossible, you're going to grab those big toes and say, you're just going to stay right there. Okay? And then spread all the toes apart from each other. Now put all the toes down with space between them. Yeah. And lengthen your toes. Lengthen your toes. They're trying to get long. Good, inhale, take your arms up. Hold on to your right wrist now. And you're going to pull that arm up and then go into a side stretch without doing what I'm going to do next, the hips. The hips stay right over your ankles. Go straight up and to the side. There you go. Draw the lower ribs into your body so you start feeling your abdominals. And those of you that are very flexible on the knees, top of the calves a little bit forward, that sends your thigh bones back. Press through your right foot more. Good, and last part, draw the outer right hip back a little, and then you can take a smile. And then release. Relax your arms for a moment. We're gonna leave this room to vent today an inch taller. Take your arms up, hold on to your left wrist now. Pull straight up, but then push straight down with your left foot. Good, now before you go into a side stretch, notice if your ribs like to flare. Take them in, engage abdominals. Go up and over, yes, that's it. Almost like you're lifting your whole torso up and away from your pelvis, and you're pressing down with the left foot. There you go, soften the jaw, the facial muscles, your eyes. You can lift the corners of your mouth, and then I take a picture and I submit it to Yoga Journal. And then come back up. And then relax your arms.
Why is it so hard to put both the big toe and the little toe on the ground and lift the other?
Because in general, our feet have been encased in shoes like sardines.
Right. Uh-huh.
But if you see little kids, remember that movie Ponyo? That's so cute. It's like Ponyo moves all his toes. I think it's a Japanese animation movie. It's adorable. But it's like, we move our toes, but then they put us in shoes. And then the toes don't, there's a thing for the muscles that is called shrink to fit. So the position that you tend to be in, your body is really efficient and it's gonna keep you there to conserve energy. So if you sit all day, your psoas is gonna be shortened because you do that. And the same with the toes. Like you don't need them, well, they're gonna melt together. Yeah? So the best thing you can do is to walk barefoot and really work your toes. If you're watching a movie, put a bunch of stuff on the floor and try to grab things with your toes. Mm-hmm. Or put a camera and try to paint. Okay, so we're gonna keep working on length and space. Separate your feet hip bone distance apart. And then just stand there and notice where you tend to put the weight in general on your feet, on the heels, on the balls of the feet, or closer to the toes. And see how that feels for you. Okay. Can you raise your hand if your weight is on the balls of the feet or closer to the toes? And do you all feel the weight back on the heels? Yes? Oh, you guys are perfect. Okay, I don't have to teach you that. Okay, now notice if your knees tend to lock. If they do, engage right here, your calf muscles like are coming forward. Actually, put your palms right on the shins and push your shins forward and resist with your hands, okay? So those muscles, you want them active. And then stand up. So shins forward, thigh bones back like you're gonna sit in a chair. Take your thigh bones back. Good. Now keep that, bring the pubic bone towards your navel so you engage your abdominal muscles. Is that working so far? Lower abdominals? Good. Now take your arms out to the sides, turn the palms up. Let's throw the shoulders up and then take them back. And take them down away from your ears until you feel the activation of your upper back. And be very mindful here that you're not poking your ribs forward. Take them in and down. Good. And then lengthen through the little fingers. Get long through the little fingers. And then start reaching your arms further back without taking your ribs forward. Good. Keep taking your arm bones back and lengthen through your little fingers. Soften your face. Now take your chin back and reach up through the crown of your head. Good, and then release. Is that feeling okay? Take your chin down to your chest and then your chin away from the chest. One more time, chin down and then chin up. Now interlace your fingers and bring them behind your head so you have the palms supporting the neck, supporting the head. And then bring your elbows closer in so you see them at the corner of your eyes. Good. Now take your armpits back. So armpits going back. There you go. And then press your head back onto your hands and lengthen the neck up. And start taking your chin to your chest as you keep pressing up onto your hands with your head. So you get that resistance going on. Head pressing onto your hands, hands pressing onto your head. Bring the elbows closer in. Good, and then the length of the back of your neck as you get your chin down. There you go, that's it. And then come back to center. Release your hands. Take your left ear towards your left shoulder. Good. And then bring your left hand behind your head. Press up onto your hand. So you're pressing up into your hand. You feel more length in your neck. As you take your chin towards your armpit. Chin towards the armpit. Keep pressing up into your hand. Two more breaths. Come back to center, other ear towards the shoulder. Bring your right hand over, chin down towards your armpit, and then press up onto your hand. If you want more sensation, draw the opposite shoulder blade down the back, and you might get more of a stretch, the left shoulder blade down the back. Very nice, and then come back to center. And just move your head side to side, looking over your shoulder. Keep your shoulders from moving, so it's just your cervical. Yeah. All right. So let's make a turn to the right towards the wall. And let's separate the legs wide. Turn your right foot out. And then get your arms up and reach. Get long like we did before. You want your torso to be super long. Good. Slowly start bending your front knee as you keep reaching up. You're getting as long as you can through your torso, engage your abdominals. Sink with your front leg so you have your knee over the ankle. Separate your legs wider, Ellen. Yes. Now have the glutes towards each other behind you. And then open your arms. Lengthen. Draw the shoulder blades down the back. Stay here. Think of the back of your glutes hugging in towards your sacrum. And then reach further forward. Good. Coming back up. Root through your back heel. Inhale, reach. Come back up. Root through your back heel and forward. Now either you place your hand on your thigh, your elbow, or you can reach for the block or any variation. Draw the lower ribs into your body. So as I'm taking my torso forward, my hips go back, and then scoop your sitting bone on your front like you're drawing it forward. Good, and then start taking your arm up and overhead until you find a line of energy that activates from the back heel to the top arm. There you go. Maybe you bend the front knee a little bit more. See how that feels for your body. Take your arm up towards the ceiling. Now, release the bottom arm and lengthen. Lengthen through your arms. And then slowly come back up into your warrior two. Release your arms, straighten leg. Let's go to the second side. Take your arms up and get tall. So there's an energy from your hips up and from the hips down. And then start bending your front knee. Track the front knee right over your front ankle. Good. Draw the lower ribs into your body. Engage your abdominals. Open arms. And then lengthen through your little fingers. Hug the shoulder blades towards each other. Inhale here. And then exhale. Get rooted. Now inhale, lengthen, and coming back up. So nothing changes, it's just that lengthening through the torso, and then back up. So the knee is not bending more when you're lengthening, it's just the torso. Lengthen forward. Good, and back up. This is the last one. Lengthen, and place your elbow or any variation on your thigh. Take your arm up and overhead until you feel that straight line of energy from your back foot, outer seam of your leg, outer seam of your torso to your arm. Draw the bottom shoulder back, engage the shoulder blades down the back, and then release the arms and get that energy to the earth and up. Good, come back up to center into your warrior two. And then straighten your legs. Turn the toes forward. Put a bend on your knees. Take the hips back. Now engage your abdominals. And then it's a little hinge of the hips. It's this hinge. And then coming back up. Inhale here. Get long through your torso. Exhale halfway. Inhale. Press the heels down to come up. And slowly fold. Last one. So press the heels to come up so the glutes are working. And last one, fold. And set your hands on the floor. Your knees can stay bent. And from here, you can straighten one leg, bend the other, any movement you like to do. And now we're going to get the legs straight. Lengthen the spine forward, even look forward, and then walk your fingertips forward. So this is a wide downward facing dog. There you go. Yeah, you can do that. You work that. Perfect. Yeah. Yes, that's wonderful. Get your hands higher. Yes, and then soften here, line up the ears with the upper arm bones. Now, gently walk your hands, your torso to your right about 3-4 inches. Your hips stay exactly where they are. And then draw the outer left hip back. Good. See if you can get that curvature in the lower back, like you're tipping your tailbone up towards the ceiling. And then lengthen through your left arm even further. You're reaching the left hand further away. Not to your right, but forward. Yeah. Now let's change sides slowly. Let's go to the left. So let's keep the hips back. There you go. Nice. Draw the outer right hip back. Press through the center of your right heel. And then see if you can tip the pelvis up. If that's not possible, do bend your knees, and that's gonna tip your tailbone up and help you with that. Come back to center. Walk your hands back towards your feet. And then heel toe your feet until you're in a comfortable distance to come up slowly. Head is the last thing to come up. Let it hang until you come up. Very nice. So let's separate the legs one more time. Turn your right foot out. So let's bend the front knee here. Front knee bent. So you have your front knee right over your front ankle. So make sure you're not here. My knee is way past my ankle. That's not good for that joint. So knee over the ankle or behind. Press with the back foot. And now lift the front heel. Lift your front heel. And then as you lift the front heel, sink deeper into the front hip. But keep pressing with the back heel. Good, so you feel your hip there. Now set the heel down. And then draw the sitting bone forward. So it's an external rotation of the thigh bone. Good, take your arms out. Draw the shoulder blades down the back. Lengthen forward. So now here you can have again your elbow on thigh. You can reach for the floor or any variation. Let's have the hand on top of the pelvis. The top hand on your hip. Good. Now, your hand can be on your thigh, on the floor, on a block. Press the front heel to straighten your knee. And then bend. So use the muscles, the heel pressing to lengthen that leg, to straighten the leg. Nothing changes on your spine. The spine is lengthening the whole time. Press the heel, activating the glute and the hamstrings. If you don't feel your glute or your hamstrings, push the heel down more to straighten. Good. Take your arm up. Release the bottom arm. Now you're hanging there. And put a teeny bend on your front knee, especially those of you that tend to hyperextend. Good. Inhale, coming back up. Let's go to the second side. Left foot out. Bend your front knee, knee right over your ankle. Good, let's lift the heel. Lift your heel and then sink deeper onto your front knee. You need to keep this knee really straight. Yeah, otherwise it's not good for your knee. Good. Lift the heel, sink deeper into that hip. And then set the heel down, extend, lengthen forward, and then get your elbow on the thigh or your hand on the thigh or on a block. And the top hand can be at your hip for now. We lengthen here, there you go, and press through the outer heel, yeah. Good. Now, either the elbow can stay on your thigh or the hand. You're going to push the front heel down on the floor to straighten your knee. And do that about 3 times. But feel that you're doing it not from the joint of your knee, but the muscles on the back of your leg, your hamstrings, your glutes. Good. And then you get into that triangle, Trikonasana. And then open both arms like a T-shape, One reaching down, one reaching up, so the shoulder blades down the back. Inhale here. As you exhale, engage your abdominals and pelvic floor and come up. Good, and let's bring the feet in. Let's put a ball or a block between your upper inner thighs. Now you have your feet about hip bone distance apart. So I want you to squeeze the prop and the idea of drawing it upwards. You're lifting your block or ball up. For those of you that have the knees locked behind you, put a little bend by drawing the top of your calves forward. Inhale, lift your heels. Good, and then exhale, slowly set your heels down. When you lift your heels, you're drawing the block up. When you're setting your heels down, you're drawing the block up the whole time. Block going up. Yes. And lower down. So now inhale, take your arms out and up, lift the heels. Exhale, release your heels, arms down, but keep drawing your block up. Again, inhale, reach the block up. Feel your core working, and exhale down. Good. Now squeeze the block, take your arms forward, and then sit back and down into your chair pose. Good. Shift the weight onto your heels so your toes are not working here. See if you feel a little indentation, like the top of your sacrum is going in towards your spine, and then pull your abdomen up towards the spine and reach further forward. Squeeze the block and send it up. Weight on your heels, not on the balls of the feet, not on the toes. Center the heels. Two more breaths. Soften your face. Inhale, coming back up. Very nice. Let's release the block. Now we're going to do the same thing without it. So it's easier, at least for me, to have the legs together. But if you decide you're going to have your feet hip bone distance apart, engage the midline rather than bring the knees in. All right. So let's start by lifting the heels. Bring your arms forward. Keep your heels up. We're going to start bending the knees into chair pose. So go into the chair pose that feels okay for your body, for your knees especially. Hug the knees in towards each other. Don't let the knees open out. Good. Engage your abdominals. The heels are up. Heels are up. Now, see if you can bring your heels down and reach. Soften the face. Soften the breath. Press the heels down, and then inhale, coming back up. Good. And let's shake one leg. Let the leg shake. You have questions about it? Okay, let's shake the other leg.
I guess I have a question.
Yes, Deborah.
So this drawing up with the block is just activating the inner thigh, like adducting it?
Yes.
Are we adducting and lifting?
Yes, so I want you to think, it's adducting. I want you to think that your core actually starts at the soles of your feet, at the arches of your feet. So if my core is not working, the arches will collapse. And once I engage my core, you see the lift on the arches of my feet? And that means that I'm lifting the arches, so I'm engaging my whole midline of the body all the way up. That's the core, what keeps you stable. So that's why we squeeze the block that triggers the pelvic floor muscle, that triggers your transverse abdominal muscle. So we want all that. Yeah? Mm-hmm. You got it, Deb?
Yes, thank you.
All right. So let's go into a balanced pose before we go to the floor. Let's come into Tadasana first. So feel your feet grounded and hugging all the muscles to the bone. And the only thing we're going to do for now is to shift all the way to the right leg without drawing the hip out or anything like that. So now all the weight is on your right leg. Hug the muscles to the bone. Get tall. through that right side, and then you're gonna just lift the heel. Good. Look somewhere that is not moving, and then you can bring your palms.
Huh? The one you're standing on.
Okay, what?
The one you're putting the weight on. Lift that heel.
The opposite heel.
The opposite. Okay.
Yeah. That would be such a weird thing. Okay. You can try, and then you can teach me that pose. Bring the palms together, and then you're going to bring the thumbs right onto the bone of the breastbone, and press the thumbs onto your breastbone, press the breastbone back onto your thumbs, draw the shoulder blades down the back. So you're now on your right leg, with the heel of your left foot off. Now you're just going to lift the knee up anywhere that is not higher than your hip. When it's higher than your hip, my hip will hike up. Now, maybe we'll get to open the knee out, but the pelvis stays centered. Yeah? And you can be here, you can place your foot on the inner thigh, or any variation. The most important thing we're doing right now is balancing on one leg. So see, what's the best balance position for your pelvis, for your spine? Work the standing leg. From here, you can extend your arms or do any variation you like. I want to remind you, flamingos can do it for 12 hours. This is going to be 3 more breaths. There you go. And then slowly release. Shift now the weight to your other leg, your left leg. Now, what I see sometimes is I'm here and my pelvis is forward. I want the thigh bone back, the weight is on the heel, yeah? And then shift the weight, and then you're gonna start lifting the other leg. If this was helpful, keep it. If it's helpful to have your arms out or any other variation, do what you need to do. And then you're gonna start lifting that right foot off the ground. Even though your legs are in a different position, think of the action of hugging the inner thighs towards each other and up towards your pelvis. So they want to be together. Yes. Looking somewhere steady that is not moving. Take a couple of deep and enjoyable breaths. Get tall, get long. And let's release. Nicely done, everyone. Any stretch you like to do, we're gonna come onto our backs. So if you like to have the blanket under you, you can do that. If not, just be on the sticky mat, put a blanket under your head, a bolster under your knees. Any stretch that you like to do that will prepare you for your final relaxation pose. Any holding or gripping. The facial muscles soft. Remind yourself of the intention that brought you to this practice today. What is the quality that you want to cultivate that will enhance the experience of your day today or the experience of being alive? And let your whole body relax with that thread of intentionality. Nothing to do, nowhere to go for the next couple of minutes.
Make this your time for relax, renew, and recharge.